Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning.
Goldschmidt swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Gray Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Milliken's win! Milliken's win!
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Before we get to our special guest from the Backstoppers, I mentioned that microphone icon on our Odyssey app. When you go to the KMOX stream, you can make some comments on the show. Let's go to one right now, Drew. What do you have?
Hey, Tom, I was wondering what you think the Cardinals need to do this offseason to get them, you know, further than they are at this point next year.
Yeah, that's a good question, and I did not bring it up with John Mozeliak because, as he said, they feel like they're still in it. Of course, he's thinking ahead, but there will be a time for us to talk about the offseason. I think if I start talking about that with him now, it feels like they're throwing up the white flag and it's over. They do still feel like they can do something here, as tough as it looks, the steep uphill climb. But personally, I think they have to address offense. They have to figure out middle of the order what they need, and Paul Goldschmidt's decision will be one of those things. So Goldschmidt's contract is up at the end of the year. Do they just let him go? Do they compete with somebody for him? If he gets an offer, do you get into a alternating bid with him, or do you let him go to another team and say thank you for everything and go on to first base with Alec Burleson or whoever it is and then address it moving forward? Or do you go out and get a hitter to join your team in the middle of the order? And where does that person play? I would assume outfield, since the outfield production has been pretty low here of late. Outside of Burleson, who's now more of a first baseman DH, I would think. And then the other thing is the rotation. You're going to have to address the fact that you have some expiring contracts in Lynn and Gibson. Michaelis will be back. Gray will be back. Fetty will be back. What do you do with the other two spots? Do you compete with Palante and everybody else, McGreevy and everybody? Or do you go and get a starter or two and round out the rotation? Those are two big decisions that I think will be coming for the Cardinals in the offseason to make themselves into a contender. And this year has gone south, although, as Mo and Ollie both said, they still think there's a chance that they can make a little run. Starts today. Joining us is Mike Sims. He is on the board of directors of Budweiser Guns and Hoses. He is representing not only that fine organization, but the Backstoppers, to tell us about something very special that is coming to St. Louis and to the ballpark, by the way. Mike, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you, Tom?
I'm great. It's great to talk to you. By the way, your boys at Bomarito had a blast yesterday at the Bomarito Automotive Group 500. I know you know that. That was some race at Worldwide Technology Raceway.
That was great times yesterday. Absolutely.
Good times. You have a big event coming. It is the Busch Stadium Build-A-Bear Giveaway Day, but most importantly, it is Chief Ron Battelle Day at the ballpark. It's going to be Sunday, September 8th, the 1:15 game. Chief Battelle is going to throw out the first pitch. What an amazing human being and the executive director of the Backstoppers. What a way to celebrate him, Mike.
Yeah, Chief Battelle, it's well-deserved. We're going to miss him when he retires. Obviously, he's still going to be part of the organization. But, you know, it's a day to honor him. And, you know, we do this. We're going to sell some T-shirts. We got our tickets. And we're just going to go out and throw the first pitch. He's going to do a meet and greet out there in the stands with the fans, and we just want everybody to come out and celebrate.
And when you do these theme nights like a Ron Battelle Day at the ballpark, you have a special theme ticket that you get, and you get these shirts. The shirt looks super sharp to me. On the back of it, it says all the dedication, Chief Battelle. It says 20-year dedication, Chief Battelle, Backstoppers. It looks very cool, and you can get those by going to get your shirt and ticket now at gmail.com. How about that? Get your shirt and ticket now at gmail.com. Tell us about the Backstoppers, Mike, who help not only here in the St. Louis area to fallen first responders and their families, but they do it for a long, long period of time. They stay with them for years and years.
Yeah, so the Backstoppers has been around for 65 years, and it's in over 20 counties connected to the St. Louis metropolitan area. And with that, we have 95 current families on the program, 75 independent children. And when we have a first responder that is either severely injured in the line of duty or killed in the line of duty, Backstopper steps in and helps the family financially. And within the first week or two, they'll meet with the family and make sure they take care of them for their current bills so that it's a little bit of easement for them that they can not worry about what happens. And then after that, they get, in the next month or so, they'll meet with the family again, and they'll look at the financial obligations that the family has, and they'll take care of them in whatever way they can. The great part about this is, Tom, a lot of people don't know, is that these children that they have, their independent children, they can go to any school they want to. It could be a private school for the rest of their life. And, the health insurance, and they can see counseling, and they can go to, any group lessons or anything like that would help them. And that's what we do, and we're raising money to take care of this. And with it being a non-for-profit organization, it's over $2 million annually just to be able to support these families.
It's incredible, too, what all these people in the St. Louis area, when I say St. Louis area, like you said, 20 counties, do for the Backstoppers. They will come together and throw these parties. And I see the Backstoppers Barbecue, the 9th annual, is September 21st at 11 a.m., VFW Post 5331, 1 Lynn Lane in Cedar Hill. That looks like fun. Music, drinks, raffles, barbecue. Let's go.
We're inviting all of our friends and families out there from Jefferson County. Jefferson County has a huge input in with the Backstoppers. This event in the last 8 years, Tom, has raised over $500,000. So we want everybody to come out. We're raffling off a Polaris side-by-side. The tickets are $10 a piece. And if they can also contact us on the email or the phone number on the flyer and come out and enjoy the day.
I want that Polaris. That's a great pick right there. I love that. There's also a $2,500 gift card up for raffle, a big screen TV up for raffle. They have a 50-50 raffle, of course. That is the Backstoppers 9th Annual Barbecue on September 21st at 11 a.m. If you missed it, what we were talking about first was Chief Ron Battelle Day at the ballpark. So, Mike, they have the following available. You can buy a ticket to the game, or a shirt if you'd like to support. You can do that. Those are each $25. The ticket includes soft drink and a hot dog. The shirt's also $25. Or you can do a combo of the two for $45. Do I have that right?
That is correct, Tom. And like you mentioned earlier, it's a Build-A-Bear day. So you're going to get a Build-A-Bear for the child, a soft drink, a hot dog, and you get an entrance to the stadium for $25. I mean, it's a bargain, really. And the big deal is 100% of this goes back to the Backstoppers. So we're not selling tickets for the Cardinals. Obviously, we love the Cardinals and their support for us. But this money is raised, goes back to the Backstoppers.
That's awesome. That is on September 8th. That's the Sunday afternoon game against the Mariners. Hope that you do this. You can text 314-620-7179, or you can email getyourshirtandticketnow@gmail.com, and they will figure out a way to get you your shirt, your ticket, and get you to the ballpark on September 8th. And, Mike, before we go, we have about a minute left, but I can't talk to you without mentioning Guns N' Roses. It will be happening again the night before Thanksgiving. What an amazing night it is at Enterprise Center.
It is unbelievable, and that's, again, that's one of our biggest fundraisers of the year. So anybody that you can also reach out to me to the phone number if you want Guns N' Roses tickets. We can take care of that as well.
That is 314-620-7179. I'll be back for the live telecast on Fox 2 this year for Guns N' Roses. It's a party unlike any other, the night before Thanksgiving, and tough to get a ticket if you wait too long. So that boxing extravaganza is absolutely awesome. Mike, best of luck with these events and more. Thank you for all you do for the Backstoppers. I know the recent announcement of the support of Officer Travis Brown of Ferguson and the importance that Backstoppers does for everybody. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for your time today, Tom. Thank you.
Mike Sims with Guns N' Roses and the Backstoppers. Thanks for joining us. Cardinal baseball coming your way at 12:20.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.